Okay, we're up to Mishnah Gimel. Perek Chav Beis Mishnah Gimel Safsul Shemitel Echad Mei Roshav Toha. A safsul is a chair.
Yeah.
Okay, a safsul. Here's a safsul, the bench.
Okay.
Do you ever think of a safsul in the session? Safsul?
Never.
I always thought of a bench like in camp that has a piece of wood here and.
With the thing in the back, you mean?
No, not in the back, but I never looked at it like this. Whole new way of looking at a safsul. This is a safsul. Let's see over here, safsul. Roish a safsul, the two ends of safsul. Safsul, the kabbal tomah mimnesha hu kli midras. A safsul is a kli midras. That's simple, right? You sit on it. Can't be simpler than that. Okay, yesh boy, oivei tefach. Ooh, do you know that? And that, I never knew that. The thickness of the safsul is one tefach. That's heavy duty stuff.
A thick block, you mean?
A challenge to go find today wood that's a tefach thick. Don't even sell such wood today. I mean, I'm sure you could find
it,
but...
Is it wood or is it a slab of concrete or something?
Wood.
He says it's wood?
Yeish vevet tevach. Kesheish v'saf sovet tevach l'kishan l'kish l'ksha yid ni natlu shtei roshav harizim kabultumma v'apoloi machshava. I'm assuming it's wood. Okay, that's the assumption.
Okay.
Now, if you take off the wood off the bottoms, it's still mekabeltum because since it's so thick, you're going to use it as a piece of wood.
Anyway.
So that's a very thick piece of wood. Okay, shulchan. Shulchan shenitloi raglav, a shulchan. A shulchan whose legs have been removed, a tabla in mekabeltum. What?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Shulchan shenidlu raglav hatabla einam kabutuma, a shulchan, the table whose legs were removed, the table einam kabutuma elam kinyesh chichu lachal lahashtamish ba kefi shehi vila besafsul shenidlu roshav yesh ba'avyoy tefach harizam kabutuma viabalo shiach shevelaf atam lehevdil shebeneim shetavlas shulchan inderach kova lahashtamish ba kach. Why is it that in the previous Mishnah, when it came to the tabla, it's called the tabla, was it only mekabel tumma if you have kavan, if you have a machshav that you're going to use the tabla the way it is? Whereas here, when it comes to the safsol will continue to be mekabel tumma even without an explicit machshav. When it comes to the safsol, if you take away the legs, if the thing is a tefach thick, it still continues to be mekabel tumma even if you do not have a machshav, a thought that you want to use it as a chair. But when it came to the table, the only way we're going to say that this piece of wood is going to be kabbalah is if you had a machshava that you want it to be used after the legs fall off. You understand the kasha?
No.
In the previous Mishnah,
yeah,
you have a table that's three legs. Is it kabbalah?
Yeah.
Yes. Let's say one leg falls off.
No good.
Two legs fall off.
One or two?
Two, let's say two.
One or two. Yeah.
Let's see all three legs fall off. What's halacha?
So the table is tummy, no?
No, there's another condition that must be met.
You have to have it kavana.
Oh, now the safsul.
Have kavana when?
After it falls off. After all three legs fall off.
Have kavana that what?
I now want to use this tabla. I want to use it as a
kli. Is it that it's showing me you have kavana that I want?
No, it's not. That's not kavana. You have to. That's what it seems. You have to have machshav. That's what it seems. You have to have a kavana. I want to use this now as a utensil. That's what it seems.
Okay.
But when it comes to the safsul, do you have to have kavana?
No way.
No.
It's so very thick, right?
So the question is, why not? What's the chilek?
It's very thick.
What's the chilek? So the first answer he gives, I already forgot. The first answer he gives is, I feel safsul should love Rosh Hashanah. Eat a little safsul. Yes, Rav Yisrael, the Chavari, 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 the It's not their covered. Covered. It's not their covered.
Why? Because I covered.
It's not derech covered to sit on the tabla.
Okay, but it is covered.
But it is covered to sit on.
Therefore,
because therefore you don't need a machshava.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Next, let's see over here the
two reasons. What was the second reason?
The second reason was because what are you anyway doing with it? You anyway sit on it.
You're
continuing to do what you did yesterday.
You're always sitting on it.
Right, this now you're first going to sit on it. So it's a shino, you're doing something new that you didn't do until now.
Uh-huh.
Until now you played poker, you played cards on it.
Right.
Now, you're not, by the sofsel, you're continuing to do what you did until now. The only difference was that until now it was high, now it's low. But you're still continuing to do what you did yesterday, so therefore it's going to be mekabel tumah.
Good.
Good?
Good.
Okay, now next case. Next case is the shirafraf. You like that word, I see? You like that word? Maybe we should get you one. Shirafraf. Shenital echa me roshav tameh. The footstool. And one of the legs has been removed, it's tameh. A beautiful chair. You have a chair at home like this?
It's still tameh or tar?
What?
It's tar.
So let's see. Tameh, it's still tameh. Shirafraf. Shamish kehadoim ragel with footstool shell hayoshev alakise. This world is considered to be Hashem's footstool. Hashem is Yeshua alakise, and this world is Hashem's shirafraf. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Chazal. This world is considered to be Hashem's shirafraf. Hadoim ragel, footstool. Hashem is Yeshua alakise, and his feet come down to this olam hazeh. Olam hazeh is Hashem's footstool. Hadoim ragel.
Wow.
So
where's this talk in mysticism? It talks about.
Like, Rashi sure talks about these in Yonim. These are things up his alley.
But where did you pick this up?
Here in Maral. Maral. Chazal. No, this is a Chazal. This is something that a Maral would say, talk about.
Because I never heard it before.
You never heard it before. It's a pasuk. For it's Hadoim Raglav. Hadoim Raglav. This world is Hashem's footstool. Okay? So let's say we take off, and let's say one of the legs comes out. Shirafraf Makabal Tumah, Mibneshu Klimidras. So being that you rest your feet, it's Makabal Tumah Klimidras. Let's say one of the pieces come off, Shirafraf, Shinutal Echad Meirashav, Adayin Hu Makabal Tumah, Lafisha Hu Namuch. It's still mekabel tuma. Why it's namuch? V'nitein b'nokel l'samcha b'chol davar shehu. Because you can fix it. You can take a shoebox. You can take. I don't know. You can take a block of wood. Take one of your children's toys and put it underneath in order to support it. Meila mashmos mechshlama. Therefore, it's going to be tummy. Okay.
I mean, it's easy to fix. Then?
Yeah. Well, not easy. You can use anything. You don't need to fix it. You can take anything you want. You can go take, I don't know.
I'm saying it's an easy fix to get it back.
So the mailer maintains its tumah. It's still tumah. Okay. Next, a kisei shelifnei ha-katedra. A kisei before the katedra. Katedra. Oh, I always wonder what this was. Where do we have this katedra? We had it somewhere.
Some kind of couch.
I had it somewhere. Katedra is by a couch, right? It looks like a couch out of the Flintstones. Meet the Flintstones. You ever see, like, it looks like one of those. You watch one of those on the toolbox. I could see it. I could see it in your forehead. You have to wash your face before you go to yeshiva.
So you remember. Very good.
The cathedra.
The story.
The cathedra. The cathedra. So you have a chair, and then there's a kisei in front of the cathedra. Kisei shelof the cathedra. The inner kisharafraf. Take a kisharafraf. Okay, so you have a chair, a cathedra. Just compare this to this. You see, look, this looks like a Bjornsson's chair. This is like a Shiva's chair. Take it out.
It's a Bjornsson's?
No, so Shiva has a chair like this.
It's
a chair like this.
Like a couch?
No, they both used to have the same chair. I think then.
Thank you.
Kisei shalifnei ha-katedra dine kishrafraf. Shemit lacham merosh avadayim mekabotum merosotam. Mechadesh shaslanu ha-mishra shafka shakatedra nases rak la-odam choshuv. The katedra is only made from Adam choshuv. Adam choshuv, yeah? So So the chiddush is, this is an ordinary chair. This is for the common man. The common man. A common man, if it breaks, one of the pieces of the footstool falls off, big deal. So you take a shoebox, you put it there to fix it. But if this the chair of an Adam Choshuv, cover that tire. Cover that tire. So then, if the shraf shaf breaks, I would think it's tar, because it's not choshev to fix the hadam ragla of adam choshev with a bushu box. Kamash Malan, even adam choshev, you could also put, you can also fix it with the shoe box. It was also mimkalptum, even though one leg fell off.
Wow, it's a big chiddush.
Good, yeah. Okay, let's see the Mishnah. Gimel. Safsol. Shenita al echad me roshav tahar. If one of the legs falls off, it's tahar. Why? Nitel hashen the second one. The second one falls off. Nitel hashen. Safsol. Sorry. Shenita al echad me roshav tahar. If one falls off, it's tar. What are you going to do with the bench? There's only one leg. Can't stand it. It's tar. Nidla sheni tar. If the second one also falls off, it's oichetar. It's oichetar. But you need a machshava to make it tar. If the second one falls off.
Where did you say that?
Pasha. We know that already from the caption. But in yesh v'goyva tefach, the only time you don't need a machshava for it to be tameh is if the thickness is one tefach thick. Okay? In yesh boy gov a tefach tameh, next case, shrafraf. A shrafraf, the footstool. Shanitalachan may rush of tameh. It maintains its tumor. The chena key says, shalifne katedra. The zelbazach, the key says, lishne katedra is also, even though the katedra is done before the adam chashav, also if the one leg falls off, it's still tameh because you can easily fix it. Okay, let's see the Rav. What does it say in the Rav? The Rav.
We learned the Tefach stuff about in the Mishnah before, by this case.
Oh, but no, we didn't.
We said if this was a.
No, this
if
never.
If this wasn't a Tefach, we had to be.
Machshava, you have to have Machshava. So it's Zobah Zachir. If this is less than a Tefach, you also need a Machshava. Okay, let's see the Rav. The Rav says a Safsol, a Skim. It's a very wide board. On one end, it is in thrust. You have two different boards supporting it on both sides. And we don't compare a safsol to a shulchan. When you have a shulchan, you take away 1, 2, 3 legs. Tameh the safsol shenishru shnei rashab loy chazil yeshiva. If there is a shulchan shenishru shlosh raglav v'loy tameh the shulchan dichshenitlu shlosh raglav tameh the safsol shenishru shnei rashab loy chazil yeshiva. So it seems to say that it's worse, that it doesn't even help machshava. If you have a safsol that's less than one tefach, the Rav seems to be teaching us, we have a safsol and the board is less than one tefach, yeah, and the two pieces fall out, it's tar. A machshava will not upgrade it to a state of tumor. Dvarim shemati lochem tarosim biyadim.
So how can we say in the Mishnah, the previous Mishnah, that?
Well, let's see. Because here machshav help. Because you do use a tabla. I guess since it's so big, you do use it, but you have to have a machshava. So you still have to have a machshava.
But here machshava doesn't even help you. See?
Right, because since why? Because that's what he says. Because it's not worth anything. V'loy dami l'shulchan d'chshenidlu shalosh raglav tamei. Not like a shulchan when you take away all three legs, it's tummy. The safsol shenishbu shnei rashav loy chazili yeshiva. You can't even sit upon it. If you have a board that's missing two legs, shayyoy yeshiva lof ki yoy yeshiva al gabi karka.
Why is this
but
more
if,
sittable than this?
I don't. Maybe it's not. You know. Maybe you use it to eat upon. Maybe you not necessarily sitting. I don't think you use a towel for sitting. You use it as a board on the ground.
Say you're using it. It said you're using it to sit on.
No, it doesn't say use it to sit. Hashulchan shnidlu achas miraglav tar shnidlu shnidlu shnitar nidlu shlishas tamik kishiyach shavolav. What do you think about? You think about Einatzach Machshava. Middle Shlish is Tameik Shavoy Le'echol Olav. No, not to sit. You don't sit on the tabla.
You eat on it?
You eat on it. You put down your things on it. On the floor, picnic. You had a picnic?
No.
You had a picnic?
No.
You go out to the beach.
No.
And you put down cloth and you put your food on it.
Did you do that?
No.
Oh, how do you know? Go ahead.
How do I know?
It's on TV. Just listen to me.
Okay, you have a tabla and you put your food on it. But when it comes to the safsal,
you have a sister, this is more mustava that you would sit on this than eat on the other thing, no?
No, he's saying you don't. That's what it says, okay? That's what the Mishnah says. That's what you have to learn with the Mishnah. You don't make up your own Torah. You make up your own chidush and you have to see what it says in the page. The safsal shenishbru shnei roshav lechazi lishiva shayeshu lavkiyoshev al gabi karkim yesh gal gal. But let's say im yesh boy goiva tefach. But let's say the piece of wood has a piece of a tefach. Tamei shadaf haof tefach chazi lishiva. The daf stick. It's chazi lishiva. Shrafraf. What's a shrafraf? Safsal. Safsal, it's a footstool. A footstool, you put, you rest your feet upon it, you sit down, you recline, you raise your feet. Okay, that includes the Mishnah. One more time, do the whole Mishnah. We did a Mishnah. Safsal, shnito echad meirashav tar. A safsal, take away one leg, it's tar. Nito, actually, take away the second leg, it's tar. It's also going to be tar. Why? Because it's not fit for any purpose. Even the machshava is not going to do anything, because since this thing is not meant, it's, what are you going to do with it? Sit on it? You don't sit on a board. It's like sitting on the ground. But let's say, miyeshba gava tefach, because then it's choshev. Then it's chazel liyeshiva when it's one tefach off the ground. V'chein ha-kisei shalifne ha-katedra, a kisei katedra, if you take away... I'm sorry, shrafraf. Shanital echad mei roshav, one of the ends, it's tame because you can easily fix it. V'chein kisei shalifne ha-katedra, mishnadal kisei shal kala, a kisei shal kala, shenitlu chipuya, the covering has been taken away, chipuyav, Shama mitam beisul mitarim. Shama oimer. Shama says. Af malbin shal kisei tamei kisei shakova beareva beishama mitamim. Ubeisul mitarim. Shama oimer. Af heosui ba. Even what's made in it. Okay. Here we go. Let's see all the different cases. Here is the kisei shalkal. Look at that. Isn't that nice? That's the kisei shalkala. Okay. So let's see over here. Aleph. Sheled shal kisei. I'm assuming shal means the frame. Is that what it means? From the context, it would appear the word shalom means the frame, a new vocabulary word. Are you familiar with this word?
No.
Okay, so shelet. Shelet, shel kisei.
Are you familiar?
No, I am not. No. But I'm assuming that since from the context, the shelet means the frame, a frame, okay? The basic portion of the kisei. Now, al shelet ha kisei, manichim es malbein ha kisei l'sheves, you put down a board on top in order to sit upon. Malbein ha kisei tsuras levena, murubas, it's square, oitzen al kisei v'yosheves. Okay, so we have over here the shelah, we have over here the malbein, and on top of the malbein we put over here the chipuyi, we put over here the chipuyi, and this the chair portion. You see the side, 1, 2, 3, two sides, nice cut leaf, cut very nice, you see nice wood shaped very nicely, beautiful, right for the kala. Abnam lekala bimechupasam oisim kein shalosh the fanestry walls misam the sakadesh teshvu derech kovayit. Shetismach zuloisech to support her arms, vugab on her back, olein. The yela had the fanos, nikudis tam the called chipuyin. These the fanos, these walls are called chipuyin. Al pi rav, al pi tferes yisrael, the meseches idios, perik aleph, mishnah yiraf. Okay, so these are called the chipuyin. Got it? Good, got it now. Let's say 6, 6, 6, 5. Nitlu chipuyav. Let's say they fall apart. Okay, the kala sits down and bang, it all comes apart. So what's halacha? Kish nidlu chipuyu kisei shuv in a royal tachlisoi. It's no longer functional. The hainu kisei shal kala. It's no longer for the kala. Uladas based Hillel bottom to us cleave a shove in the Makabal Tum, it's not called it's not Kabal Tumma. Uladas, Uladas based Shamayon, since we hoyurohoi, Lishiva, Kiholkise, according to Beshamay, okay, very good, it's not good for the Kala, but it's good for the photographer. He can sit down on it. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Are you good with this? You look a little bit
spacey, yeah.
So why are you spacey? What's the problem? This is so simple.
Tired.
It's so simple.
Just a little bit tired.
Tired? Why are you tired? What could you possibly be tired from? Look, you have your shallot.
Yeah, let's just read it because I understand what's going on here.
Das space hillel bottle to us clean.
Read it from the beginning. Kishnit lo kipu yakisei when it falls apart.
Shuvin evgroy letachlisai. It's no longer functional.
I can't put it back together.
No, because who sits on this? A kala sits on this.
So another kala. This,
the kala is not going to sit on it if there's no frame.
Put it together again.
Well, it can't be put together. Well, until you put it together, you gotta go get all the material, all the glue, and all the things. Gotta go get it together. It's not going to happen so quickly.
So the pieces have nothing to do with anything. The pieces, the junk.
The junk, that's right.
Okay,
so le-tach-li-soy for its per function. Le-tach-li-soy. That's a very important
function.
Word.
Function.
Function.
Right, we did that a lot.
Dahainu kisei shel kala. What is its function? This was a kisei shel kala, a bride.
Right.
Ladas, it's still a bottle of material's clean. It's no longer called a cleave. It's shub in the kabal tumma. It's not a clean. It's no longer a kabal tumma.
Ladas, it's shama.
A whole sense of how you run the yeshiva. It's really yeshiva like a kachol kisei. I have a cleave, a kabal tumma. It's still called a chair.
Wait a second.
It's not a kala chair.
This is. Does that make sense? This is still able to, what do you call it? Sit on it, but what? How about these pieces? Beis Shammai said these
garbage. These pieces, go in the garbage.
So who says Beis Hillel holds the mic?
No, Beis Hillel holds it.
Even this piece?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. You calling Beis Hillel crazy?
No, Shalom, I don't understand.
Das Beis Hillel bottle with her askli v'shuvi in the mikabel tumah. Das Beis Shammai halav v'choyu yor lishiv. Look at cholkisa dying in kli. Look what it says in the Beis Hillel. Shuv in a yor litachli so.
Right.
You bought this. You know how much it's cost?
Zillions.
This is a college chair. People will pay big money for this. So I need, if I'm not going to get a college chair, I can go buy for $5. I can go buy in the 99 cents store. I can go buy.
He says, Chicago, the Dutch Bay Silver Bottom. Batal mitorish kli b'shuv einam kabel tuma v'ldas b'shamay hoyl v'roy lishiva
g'chol kisei adayin l'kli v'kabel tuma v'tah b'is hillel kasa b'sh. Oh, so he's coming to me before in your kasha. What's talking about b'is l'ldas b'is hillel kasa b'sh nachroin nash kisei shal kala makpidim. Ooh, look at shaloyesh v'lov adam l'vara kala. Ooh, look at that. That's
only
why. Only a kala. So the kisei shal Eliyahu. The key says shalom. Do you sit down?
So what's the answer?
So therefore, in the attack, no one sits on it. Your kasha was okay, so the kala can't sit on it. Okay, well, someone else will sit on it.
You mean, so since the kala can't sit on it, nobody else is going to sit on it?
That's right. Yeah. Bad luck. Bad luck, Sean.
Shenitlu
achipuyav, shayimim oisol lesachim, you guard it to fix it.
Shenitlu achipuyav, what does that mean?
When the pieces fall off,
then watch it to.
You put it away. You put it shayimim oisol lesachim to fix it.
So you can fix it, okay.
Kishakise shalayim, when the kise shalayim, harizim akabal tuma, machmas yishim sakala. When it's perfect with all the parts, when the force put apart, in the Mashamish Klal, actually you start till you fix it. This is only used for the cow.
True.
If the cow does not sit on it, then
and no. Little girls, no, little girls who want to get married? Like your niece?
Get married? Yeah.
She also wants to sit on it.
But you have to have, it has to be
but
complete.
But she has to be critical.
It has to be complete. Okay, 666. Shamai Omer af Malbin Shalkise Tameh. What does this mean? The Malbin Shalkise Tameh. Ladas Shamai af im Nitl Malbin Akise. He's so machmir. Even if you take off the tabla and all the stuff is with the shalad. Af im nidil malbin akisim akise adain hu roy li yeshiva.
Which part? This guy or this guy?
This guy.
How can you sit in here?
You want me to show you?
No.
Okay, so you can sit in it. Adayin hu roi li yeshiva. V'toras kli'alof. Aharehu mekabel tumah.
Maybe using it as a step, like a stool. instead of...
No, it says here you're using it as a chair. Excuse me, sir.
Okay,
so it's Mekabel Tumo. Udas b'shama b'sil b'oivin zevadai shepokam in amal b'in shem kli. I don't know, he just contradicts himself. Udas b'shama af imnitl mal b'im akisei min
akisei. I think he means this.
Itself. Very good. Okay, thank you. The Malam itself is tar.
No, it's tummy.
It's tar. The bottom part is tummy.
No, I would say the opposite way.
No, look what it says. The das bishm af imnitel malbim min akise. The kise is the low portion. Adain, if the malbim was removed from the kise, adain who are at least shiva.
This.
No.
This.
The Malbein Hakise Minakise Adain Vu Royal Yeshiva.
This is Royal Yeshiva.
No, that's your
kid. You can't sit on this.
Yes, you can.
Come on.
Uldas Vishamai Vesilu Besilu, but if it's a Vada Shapoka Min Hamalbein, it's the Farish. No. The Malbein is Tar, Shem Cleaver Shuvin Makabutum. No, I'm sorry. No, the other way around. The Malbein is Tar. This is Tar. This is a Tefach Thik we learned before. And this is Tameh.
This is a Tefach Thik?
No, it's not. You tell me, because we learned before that if it's not Tefach Thik, it's not Tameh. Yeah. So this is Tar, and this is Tameh.
Only according to Beis Shammai. Okay, it's a little big Kiddush.
Now, Kiseh Shekav Gareva.
Wait, you're going to the next minyan?
Yeah, next. No, we didn't go. We're still in the middle of this Mishnah. We're still in the middle of this Mishnah.
Okay. Where's the Mishnah?
This part, this is, we have one more picture. This is still part of Mishnah Dalet.
Let's see.
Shama, I'm here.
Also,
ba.
That's the next.
No,
next.
Ba. Ba.
Ba is the end.
Yes, we have to. We didn't do this part.
Oh,
we have to do
know.
The picture. Here it is. Here's the kisei. Kisei haroi li yeshiva. I have in my kisei haroi li yeshiva, right? The chiboy la reva. There's na reva. Okay, here's my kisei. And I put it inside of a bowl. Okay, it looks like a swimming pool. Okay, put in a bigger reva. The chibul yarev kedei laniach alav kemach. The chibul yarev kedei laniach alav kemach oikikar shalosh or bread. I'm kneading dough in this thing. I don't know. I'm kneading dough, and when I finish kneading the dough, I want to put the flour on top of this stool. I want to go put the finished product. I want to put the loaves of bread on top of the stool. So kisei shaya royal yeshiva kisei was royal yeshiva v'yachshav chibul yareva. Now I attach the kisei to an areva l'das beis hillel batel kisei l'gabi hareva. According to beis hillel, yeah. According to the hillel of beis hillel batel kisei l'gabi hareva. The kisei is batel kisei l'gabi hareva. The kisei is batel the areva v'shuv ain a royal yeshiva. It's no longer royal yeshiva, and it's tar, because no longer you're going to sit on it. Now you're going to use this kisei as a table. Hello.
Not listening.
Kisei shahay royal yeshiva. Yeah.
Yeah.
The achshav chibroy l'arev. Now you join it. You permanently attach it to an areva, to a bowl.
Oh my God. Yeah.
What's the problem?
It's very weird. Go ahead.
L'das beis hillel.
Good.
Batel hakisei l'gabi hareva. The kisei is no longer a kisei, it's the areva. Meshuv ein a royal yeshiva. You're no longer going to sit on it. I'm not going to sit on it anymore.
What am I going to do with it?
I'm going to put bread on it. I'm going to put flour.
Now, why is it in a bowl anyway?
That maisa shahoya kachoy. Okay, meshuv ein a royal yeshiva ein a makabel tom of midras. Uldas be shamai. Hakis going to be shamai. Hakisei in a bowl of yareva, it's not bowl of yareva. Adayin he royal yeshiva. No, someone just put in the bowl. Mekabel toma midras. Mekabel toma midras. V'im nas hakisei mitchila al menas lekoyva b'yareva. Let's say I manufactured it lechatchila, so that it should be in the yareva. Bein lebe shamai, bein lebe silel, neither to motion or yeshiva. V'im mekabel to mas midras. It's in mekabel regular toma. I'm a kabbal tum like a kli.
I don't get this whole situation.
Let me just use the word. Ushamai af kishnasa mit ulbe shamai. Af kishnasa kishnasa umitchila lakach mekabbal tum lakal minus.
It was manufactured with the guy inside. With this inside.
So it's not mekabel tumas midras.
Right. So I don't understand. So this is. It seems to be that there's a metzias where you would manufacture such a zach. Why do you make this whatever this is with the seat inside of it?
Not a seat, because you don't. Because you, it's a. You, this is.
What is this?
It's
what
a bowl.
Doing?
A bowl to nido.
A bowl.
A bowl.
Well, how big is the bowl?
You pour water.
It's a humongous bowl.
No, not so humongous.
Look how big the chair is.
It's not so big. It's not so big. It's a teeny little chair. It's a teeny little.
It's a baby
stool.
Chair.
Yeah, yeah. You pour in water and flour, and you knead the dough, and then when you finish, you put the little things on top.
But it seems that they sometimes manufacture it with this stool inside.
Yeah.
Why?
Because you need to put where you're going to put the bread when you finished. You want a shelf to store it.
Can't keep it. You can't keep it out of the bowl, like over here or something.
It's get dirty.
Get dirty. Put it on the clean.
You need this is the clean place. That's where you put it. That's how they make it. That's what it's made for. Okay, let's see the Rav. Maybe the Rav will clarify. So a lot of Rav here. Let's see the Mishnah. Now we're learning the Mishnah. Kisei Shel Kala. Okay, we have the Kisei Shel Kala, which has three parts. The Shelet, the Tabla, and the Chipuyav. Okay, a lot of nice vocabulary. Would you know this without the Sefer?
No way.
Not a chance, right? Shelet, Tabla, and the Chipuyav. The Kisei Shel Kala. Shenitlu Chipuyav. The Chipuy, this was taken away. One, two, three parts taken away. Beshamai metamin. Beshamai says, no, you can still sit down on it.
Correct.
So meilitz tamin. Ubesul metadin. Because no one's going to sit on this only a kala. It's not good mazel. It's only for a kala. It broke. It broke. You don't want a broken kala. A kala sits on this. When this breaks, so it's a bad simon. A kala is broken. You're not going to go. You don't want a broken kala.
Right.
You don't want a shlich crisis.
That's right.
That's the problem. This is the makar for all the shlich crisis.
This is it right here.
Right. This is the makar. Right. So now we're fixing it. We're fixing the shlich crisis by, right. by fixing this. Learning this mishnah, we'll be masak in the shlich crisis.
Very good.
So shnum be shamai metarin be sil metarin. Shamai oimer af malbin shel kisei tamei. Be shamai says even the malbin shel kisei tamei. Even the Malbein Shel Kisei Tomei.
That's a pretty good finish now.
Even this is Tomei.
It's not Malbein.
No.
It says Malbein. Malbein, here.
Okay, we're going to have to see inside. Let's see right away. Let's see right away what it says over here. Shnid Luchipuyav.
Look at the picture.
No, but I have to see what it says. Let's see. Shnid Luchipuyav. I looked at the picture. According to the picture, it means
Malbein,
this.
Malbein, here.
No, it's not what it means.
Malbein Akisa.
Okay, we'll see.
We shall see.
We shall see. Let's see what it says over here in the Rav. The Rav over here says, Shnid Luchipuyav Shloshon Chape Posachas. The sides of a lock. Like a lock on a door. Kimin shinayim yoytze mikol tzad teeth. They come out mikol tzad. We have a chofi posachas. Remember that means the teeth of a key. You have a key and the key has teeth. So here it also means the chair has teeth. A tooth comes out here, a tooth comes out here, and a tooth comes out here, and the tooth fairy sits in here.
Good.
The chofei pesachas kemin shinaim yoytze mikol tzad bekisa shel kala. The asuyin kidei sheyismichu alev shui loy. We lean your weight. Be shamai mitamim. The akate chazei li shiva. It's tame because even though it's
in it.
Obey still mitadim. The loy chazei li kala. The havei kinishpar. It's not fit for a kala. And once a kala, no one's on it.
Nobody's sitting on it.
Af malbim shol kisa tame. Kiloymar. Okay. Kiloymar is a stop sign.
Come on, read.
Af malbim akisei bifne atzmai beloy hakisei uveloy chipuy of tamei the malbein
which is that piece
hakisei bifne atzmai beloy hakisei without the chair
right
uveloy chipuy of tamei kol shekain certainly kol shekain shakisei beloy chipuy of tamei okay malbein what's the malbein he's translating. Okay, you're right. So he was. I don't understand what he didn't explain it correctly then.
That's it, baby.
He didn't explain it. Okay, klama af mamma kise bifne atza bilay kise bilay ki puy of tame kol shakin shakise bilay ki puy of tame malbin is suras levena murubas. According to Beis Shammai,
so Beis Shammai said the whole time it wasn't this piece here. If you sit on this,
it's tame, but not this. But
that's
not what he explains. It's not the way he explains. Okay, fine. You're right. Dvarim shemayt lechem tosim yadim. You have to learn how to say you make a mistake. You have to learn how to say. You have to train yourself to say, "I was wrong. I was wrong. I made a mistake." The whole life, you have to say.
Before you get too caught up.
Kisei shakob areva. Hevi kisei mimokam acher. You take a chair mimokam acher. Mimokam acher. Hevi kisei mimokam acher. Uvekavu areva derech yeshivasa. You take one of these chairs, okay?
Yeah.
You take home with you.
Yeah.
Take only one of these chairs and you put it into the areva. The kav areva, a round basin. An areva is
right.
A round basin. Hevi kisei mokam acher b'kav areva derech yeshivasa. Areva einam tamei midrash. An areva is not tamei midrash. It's tamei like a kli. A kli is only can become a rishon tamei. A midrash can become an avat tamei. Einam tamei midrash t'chazi l'shiva. Why the areva einam tamei midrash t'chazi l'lisha for kneading, not for sitting. Beshamai mitanim, the loy bottle kisel gabe reiv. Beshamai says that the chair still is an av hatoma. The chair, fine. Who beisil mitanim midras. Beisil says the chair is for midras. The bottle gabe reiv. Avol kisel also gabe reiv. But as well, let's say the kisel that was made gabe reiv. That's how it was manufactured. That's how it came from off the boat from China. Moide beshamai le beisil the tohar. It's only become an reish, not an av hatoma. Beshamai mosham zav kisel was, but that's going to be Beshamai, the loy who's a little bit silmatarim. I will kisei mit kisei will be reva atzma moide the Beshamai. It's not the same as Shamai. The Beshamai, the Shamayim, Shamai says av kisei also be reva atzma tamei midros. Even the kisei that's made by reva atzma tamei midros, he's machmir. In other words, this
even machlekes manufactured.
So machlekes is the Beis Shammai, the Beis Hillel, and Shammai.
Wow,
it's different. Shammai is not the same as the Beis Shammai. That's very tricky. That's very misleading. I would not know that obviously because the Shammai. So let's now review the Mishnah. We finished the Mishnah. Let's chazal the Mishnah. Mishnah Dal Kiseh Shel Kala. Okay, we learned the new Yisrael. It's Kedai to come to learn about this thing called Kiseh Shel Kala. Now you know all Ali say this.
Beautiful.
Ali says go to a chasna. You know there's a Kiseh Shel Kala.
Right.
No one's allowed to sit upon it. There's an Afmil Halok in the Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara that once the Kiseh Shel Kala, only a Kala sits on it. Kiseh Shel Kala Shemitul Kipuyov. The sides. You know, it's interesting. They have some. You know, it's talking very interesting. They have by some communities that I saw this. They don't have the chipuyaf. They just have a bench. You ever see that?
Yeah.
A white bench for the kala.
Yeah.
So luchor, it's not traditional. Shalikadin.
Very good.
You learn from this mishnah. You should be machzik in the minig of sin of yadenu that the kiseh shel kala should have chipuyaf. You should not just have a bench.
Very good. I like it.
Tradition.
I like it.
Rabbi Shul would say something like this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Panim Chadoshas. This tradition.
Panim Chadoshas, Balakhan.
Kisei Shal Kala Shnilu Chipuyav. Tradition.
Good.
Beishamai Mitamin. Avada. Beisilu Mitarin. Oh, but here it was Nitl. You took it
right,
off.
Right.
And you only have a stool.
Correct.
It's not a good simon to get married on a Kisei Shal Kala that doesn't have the back.
Wait.
Not a good simon. Beishamai Mitam Beisilu Mitarin. Sham, now we come to Nulacha. Shammai Oimer. Shammai says, now remember it's only Shammai.
Af
Malbim Shal Kisei Tamei.
Wow.
So not only,
thing, yeah.
Even just this, even this. That's going to be Tamei. Shammai Malbim Shal Kisei Tamei. Next, Kisei Shekavai Bekabareva. Kisei Shekavai Bekabareva. You take a Kisei and you put it, you went, you took
inside
it.
Inside a bowl.
You took one of these chairs and you brought home with it and you put it in a Reva.
You put it in a kneading bowl.
And you drilled it in. Kisei Shekavai Bekabareva. Be Shammai Mitamei.
Right.
It maintains Tumas Midras.
Correct.
Midras. Ubeis Hillel Mitaharin. Beis Hillel says, no, there's no Tumas Midras. There's only Tumas Kli. Even though until now this was an Avatoma, it was a Midras, a regular chair, not a Kala.
No,
a regular tria. But now that I've drilled, that I've attached it, it's bottled midin a kli of midras, and I get the din of a regular utensil, which only going to be a rishain. Beshamay mitamim, beshamay mitamim. It's still tamei beisul mitarin. Shamay oimer.
But what do you see? He says it keeps.
Kisei, a regular chair, shakavoy bareva. Yeah. What was this kisei? So the rav, what was the kisei until now? It was a roy for Tumas Midras.
Yeah.
It maintains. Ubisil mitarin, the rav says, mitarin Tumas Midras.
Oh, yeah.
But it's still tome.
Yeah.
It's a kli.
Okay.
So it's going to be a rishon l'tuma, but not an avatuma. Shamay oimer. Af. Even if it was lechatchila, it's also a shakam. We call it shida. You sit upon it.
When did it change the case? We didn't see it change the case here.
Af kisei ha'asu bereva.
What did it say?
Kisei shekavoi.
Yes.
This was not manufactured. You brought
it. Where's manufactured?
That's shamai.
Oh, but that's.
It's only shamai.
That's we have to read into it.
Right. Shamai oimer. Af what? Af kisei af shamam af also iba. When you lechatchila manufacture the chair, then it should be drilled into the areva.
Oh, here it says kisei shikava bareva.
That's what it says.
Where is it?
Af this shamai oimer af he also iba.
Good.
Af kisei he also bareva. Atzma tomei midras. Okay, we're out of time.
How many minutes?
41 minutes and 8 seconds.